in Monroe County, we had some trees just that came down across the roadway, and power was out down in my part of Monroe County in Indian Creek Township. My neighbor reported that power's back on as of 10:30. You know, the real damage happened over at Lawrence County, not too far from the county line. But as far as damage, it's I know there was some hail because it was pounding the side of our home, and hail on our walkways and things in that part of the county. But as far as large trees down or power being out from things that happened in Monroe, I'm not aware of any.
Was there any communication or any coordination between the Monroe County Sheriff's Department and Lawrence County Sheriff's Department?
The report I've got from a captain down there, one of my off-duty deputies happened to be down there and lent a hand. I'm not sure who it was yet. I communicated with Monroe County's EMS director, Allison Moore. My chief deputy did as well. She had gone down to provide assistance, and they had things well in hand. I'd offered assets and resources if they were needed, but as far as the immediate needs, everything was well in hand, and we haven't sent any vehicles or specialized equipment to them. We remain available if they should have a need.
What would be some of the services that could or would be provided to Lawrence County if they needed some help?
Well, I have off-road vehicles, utility vehicles, as well as personnel, and any you know, equipment like that to help with getting personnel moved around. And then I think it'd probably be limited to that, is some specialized vehicles and personnel.
And I think that there was quite a bit of flooding, at least when I was walking in downtown Bloomington yesterday. There was a ton of flooding in the streets. Have you had any reports of people reporting flooding or any washed out roads or anything?
No, I haven't. I drove around some of the roads and found a lot of leaves and some sticks, debris that washed onto it from hillsides, but nothing, no bridges or roads being washed out down this way that I'm aware of.
Sheriff Swain, is there anything that you or your department would like to let people know when it comes to big storms like this, like the one that blew in over the weekend?
To just follow all the precautions that are out, listen to the sirens if they can be heard where you live, and have provisions in the event you have power outages and have to do without some resources for a short amount of time. That's always a good policy to have in place.
And Sheriff Swain, is there anything else going on in your department or anything you'd like to tell our listeners?
We've initiated the beginnings of our in-service program. Let me back that up for you.
Thank you.
We've recently began the initial phases of our mandatory fitness requirement with Sheriff's Office for our patrol deputies, which includes series of physical exercise that is part of the curriculum for the police academy. At this point, we have 3 days in which the deputies meet at Edgewood Track, and we do a physical assessment on push-ups, sit-ups, vertical jump, some running events, and we have 3 different dates scheduled for that. Next year, we will begin mandatory fitness for those that don't meet the standards. We'll be working with those deputies to ensure that they do meet those criteria, and we're initiating an overall wellness program, which includes health and nutrition, as well as financial wellness and substance abuse education to ensure the success of our deputies and to reduce any risk of employee failure anytime you lose an employee in the law enforcement world, your costs are about $50,000 to get that replacement in line. So having a healthier department has been one of my goals since I took office. So by 2018, we will have our mandatory fitness and wellness program underway, and I look forward to a lot of good things to come from that.
All right. Thank you very much, Sheriff Swain.
You're welcome.